Breathing. Breathing. One day I was at home, listening to an album in the background, and as the music began playing, I immediately stood absolutely still, and I began seeing this solo. Fluidity, rolling, gracefulness exquisitely open. And I knew, in these moments, that this would be the celebration of the complete healing of my knee. 9 months after the breaking of my knee, I was on stage solo, one of the two greatest challenges in the profession of dance. And I had leapt right over the expectations and hierarchies and suppositions of what is supposedly possible. It is amazing what one can accomplish when one doesn't know what one can't do. The same intelligence that showed me the dances and dictated to me how to construct the solo tour and showed me the lighting grid and coached me in how to heal a broken knee and hand, all things I had never done before, that same intelligence told me to not tell anyone, that this was an experiment, that people in their innocence and naivety and good meaning would blow out the flame, that they would misassume that I was delusional, not wanting to face the fact of my swan song, that my career was over. That same intelligence told me that once the healing was complete and the dances were in the flesh and I was successfully on stage solo, then people would want to know, how? How did you do it? And I would say, visions. Visions and voices. I was shown how to heal. After the first solo tour was complete, I went to see Dr. Doug, my sports med specialist, and I asked him, Dr. Doug, what was the prognosis? And he said with a shining, loving grin, you weren't supposed to walk again without a limp. It is amazing what one can accomplish when one doesn't know what one can't do. Back from the edge.